in your town. Sports of energy that are alive in your town. Power. 91.3 FM. 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The women's movement is demanding justice for the 10-month-old stampede victim. BTS has expressed its confidence in the fairness of the recent recruitment exercise. In international news, the husband of late Nigerian gospel singer Osinachi Nwachukwu has been sentenced to death. In sports, former England player Daniel Sturridge believes that Arsenal lacks solidarity in defense in defeat to PSG.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has expressed deep sorrow over the death of a 10-month-old baby in a stampede in Livingstone. The tragic incident occurred during a youth rally at Maramba Stadium when Livingstone Mayor Constance Mulerai allegedly tossed money into the crowd, causing a stampede that led to the infant's death. NGOCC has since extended condolences to the bereavement family and condemned the mayor's act as irresponsible and dehumanizing, emphasizing that leaders should distribute resources fairly through proper governance channels rather than unconventional means. NGOCC Executive Director Animbewe Anamela has called on the Zambia police to investigate thoroughly and ensure justice, demanding sanctions for those involved in the incident.
Leaders should not take advantage of the citizenry's vulnerabilities and treat them in dehumanizing ways, such as the Livingstone incident. This is not only irresponsible, but reflects a lack of respect for human dignity. What compounds this situation is that a life has been lost in circumstances that could have been avoided. In this regard, we urge the relevant authorities and the Zambia police in particular to take keen interest in this matter and ensure justice prevails for the 10-month-old baby. We also demand that all people involved in this very sad incident are sanctioned.
In another development, Chifuna Awoli Town Council Secretary Matthews Mulenga has reaffirmed the local authorities' commitment to ensuring that the local-based contractors equitably benefited from the projects being undertaken by the council. He said this during a meeting with local contractors based in the district to agree on how best the two parties could collaborate for effective delivery of the much-needed infrastructure development. Mr. Mulenga further advised the contractors to ensure that they establish an association with a tangible constitution and an operational structure to guide their operations. He explained that the lack of a constitution and an executive committee amongst the contractors has been affecting their chances of winning tenders. The council secretary also clarified the various types of bidding processes involved in the awarding of tenders and advised the contractors to seek guidance from the local authority on the procedures that should be followed before applying for any contract. Meanwhile, the contractors who complained of rarely being prioritized for some local tenders acknowledged having been operating without a structure and pledging to formulate an association to help them run affairs in an organized manner. And Chifuna Wuli District Commissioner Stanley Mukosa, who was also in attendance, reminded the contractors of the government's desire to empower locals by supporting them with contracts as long as they meet the required standards and deliver quality works. In another development, Central Province Minister Mwawashike Nkulukusu has disclosed that government will fund an amicable solution to the land issue at the Central Hospital Junction. The said land has raised concerns among traders who are accusing UPND cutters of building shops and displacing the current traders. Speaking when he featured on Power to the People radio program, Mr. Nkulukusa disclosed that the land issue at the junction needs to be resolved among all stakeholders. He has assured that he will visit the area and hold a meeting with traders and officials from Kawe Municipal Council. The minister adds that government will not tolerate any illegalities in the province.
The history of what they explained to me was that before the UPND government came into office, that land was sold to somebody who wanted to put up a filling station. But of course there was change of government, and the council decided to replan it after the change of government. And when they replanned it, according to what the town clerk told me, and of course I have asked him that maybe today or tomorrow I should be going there myself to inspect. But what they said is that they replanned it, and after replanning it, there were quite a number of shops that they wanted to put there.
In other news, the Basic Teachers Union of Zambia, BTAS, has expressed its confidence in the fairness of the Teaching Service Commission's recent recruitment and over 2,000 new teachers selected for deployment. BTAS believes that the TSC selection criteria were applied impartially despite the high volume of applicants vying for a limited number of posts. This week, the TSC finalized its selection of over 2,000 candidates and submitted the list to the Ministry of Education for final verification and issuance of appointment letters. Reacting to the development, BTAS Deputy Director for Southern Province, Ritual Mulenga, told Parafam News in an interview that the overwhelming number of applicants has been the biggest challenge, with many trained teachers still without placements and waiting on the streets for each recruitment round. Mr. Mulenga commended the government's efforts, noting that while the number of available posts may appear limited, the TSC has conducted its exercise with due diligence and transparency in applying the selection criteria. He urged unsuccessful applicants to remain patient and noted that this intake supplements last year's 4,500 recruits for the staffing classrooms with qualified professionals.
Coming down to the selection criteria, as the tools, we have confidence. You agree with me that the challenge that is there now is the overwhelming number of speakers. Most of the trained teachers are still roaming the streets, and their desire each time there is recruitment is too high. So our take as the tools is that the government has done its best. It cannot swallow everyone at once. We encourage the brothers and sisters that have not been picked this time around to continue exercising patience. The number seems to be too small, but this is just an addition to the 4,600 that was done last year for this year's employment.
In international news, Namibian Police Deputy Inspector General Elias Mutota told the Namibian there is no other suspect in the rape case involving former Agriculture Minister Mark Hengari. This comes after the alleged victim in the case claimed she was betrayed by her aunt. Hengari was denied bail at the Windhoek Magistrate Court yesterday after the magistrate ruled he is a flight risk and may interfere with witnesses. Hengari, who faces a charge of defeating the course of justice, will remain in custody until his next court appearance on June 3rd. His bail hearing was postponed after a dramatic weekend that saw the former minister arrested while allegedly attempting to bribe a rape victim with $230,000 Namibian dollars. Hengari's attempt to avoid former charges has now led to additional criminal accusations. Still in international news, the widower of popular Nigerian gospel singer Osinachi Nwachukwu has been sentenced to death by hanging in connection with her death 3 years ago. The 42-year-old singer was initially said to have died of throat cancer before her family went public with allegations of domestic violence. They accuse her husband